Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Welcome back to the 60 Second Retail Podcast. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, National Leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. Today, we're diving into the intriguing world of product duplications, or dupes. This emerging issue poses a significant challenge for consumer product companies as they strive to protect their innovations. Joining us today is David Desmoli, General Counsel of David Yurman, who brings a wealth of experience in defending high-end brands against these modern threats. Welcome back, David.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Great. David, so before we get started, can you explain what is a dupe and how is that different from counterfeiting?
Sure. So as the name suggests, a dupe is a lower priced item that closely resembles another product, but without the branding or logos of that other product. With counterfeiting, the counterfeiter is really copying all of the branding and logos of the original product and trying to pass off a fake product as being authentic. Dupes copy the design and the aesthetics of the product, but they don't try to pretend like they're the real thing. Like counterfeiting, we see dupes across all product categories: fashion, home decor, consumer electronics, cosmetics, you name it. By definition, all counterfeits are illegal because they're wrongfully using someone else's trademarks. Dupes operate in a bit more of a legal gray area. There isn't that automatic trademark infringement, but that doesn't mean that all dupes are legal. And in fact, many are not. Dupes have really exploded over the past 5 years. And while it might feel like a new trend, it really isn't. I think if any of us go walk into a national pharmacy chain, for example, they'll have generic toothpaste or cough syrup on the shelf sitting right next to its branded counterpart. And somewhere on the box, I bet it says, you know, compare to the active ingredients of X brand. You know, private label products and CPG are often a way for retailers to sell copies of more popular branded products, but at lower prices and higher margins. And of course, we've seen dupes in fast fashion for ages. So this concept has been around forever, but this dupe culture phenomenon is relatively new.
So you mentioned the term dupe culture, interesting term. Could you explain what it is and what's fueling this trend?
Sure. So I definitely was not smart enough to come up with that term. dupe culture is this large subculture of consumers who are actively seeking out lower cost alternatives to in-demand or luxury products as a way to buy into a certain trend or aesthetic, but at a lower price. A lot of things really came together at once to fuel this trend over the last few years, the biggest one being social media. There are millions and millions of hashtag dupe posts across TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. Fashion enthusiasts use these platforms to share dupe recommendations. And one of the bigger trends that we've seen is influencers putting out these dupe haul videos. And that sort of content gets a ton of engagement. The pandemic really accelerated this trend for a couple of reasons. First, people were obviously spending a lot more time on social media in general. And second, we saw this massive spike in inflation. And all of a sudden, the prices of everything went up, and cost-conscious or aspirational shoppers saw dupes as an accessible way to stay trendy. And because hashtag dupe has become so ubiquitous and everyday people are endorsing their favorite dupes on social media, it's normalized this practice of buying a dupe. I think in the past, people didn't really talk about buying knockoffs, and maybe there's a sort of stigma attached to it. Now people flaunt it on social media. We see this as a generational shift in mindset. A recent poll showed that about 70% of Gen Z and millennial shoppers buy dupes when shopping. So that's a much higher rate than you see in older cohorts. So younger consumers are driving the trend, and they're doing it proudly. They're showing it off to their friends and followers on social media. And that's another element of this that I think probably doesn't get talked about as much. We think back to the aftermath of the great financial crisis, we saw off-price retailers really outperform. And part of that, I think, was the thrill of the hunt. This idea that you can walk into a TJ Maxx or a Marshall's, and if you're willing to sift through all the racks, you can find some hidden gem at 70% off retail. I think dupe culture is really a digital continuation of that.
You know, it's interesting you say that. So I'm going to date myself here. I remember when there used to be a store called Lomans. I mean, and you would go into Lomans and you would be looking for that ridiculously cheap price, and maybe it was missing a button or something was slightly off in the stitching, and you felt like amazing because you got this luxury product for a lower price. And now we have dupes, and you're right. I mean, I see it all over social media, duperonis, they call them. I mean, so it sounds like this is not going away anytime soon. In fact, it almost seems as if it's growing. Sure. How is this affecting brands and creators, and what should they be thinking about?
So there's obvious implications here to brands in terms of revenue erosion, brand dilution, and things like that. I think the obvious reaction is, how is this legal? You know, can we sue? I think, you know, all that, there's something to be said about the legal response. But I also think there should be a non-legal response as well. I think brands and creators should use this moment, use this as kind of a moment of introspection and look at how they're connecting with consumers and what their value proposition is. In my industry, luxury was traditionally built on exclusivity and heritage marketing, and dupe culture really directly challenges that. So how do you go beyond that and create a community for your brand and develop brand loyalty? What are you leaning into that dupes can't offer? Is it craftsmanship? Is it sustainability? Is it some social good? Is it trust and authenticity? You see some brands engaging with dupe culture in creative ways. Olaplex actually created a dupe of their own shampoo and sent it out to hundreds of influencers so they could post unboxing videos to social media. It was an innovative campaign and it generated a lot of earned media value for them. A couple years ago, Lululemon held a dupe swap in LA where people could show up and trade in their dupe leggings for a pair of the real things. You know, things like that aren't going to be brand appropriate for everyone, of course, but I think the core point remains, if you're a brand, what is your value proposition? How are you positioning yourself? How are you communicating that? And how are you trying to, you know, develop an emotional connection with your target audience?
Yeah, you're certainly very right about that. And you know, dupes maybe look somewhat similar, and I guess that's the whole thing behind it, but certainly the quality, the feel of it, yeah, you know, it's just not there. Right. So it's really, it's almost like a short-term value of the dupe,
it's sort of the opposite of buy nice and have it forever, whereas this is buy twice, and you know, it's almost you know, it's kind of the same fast fashion.
Exactly.
The same thing with fast fashion. It becomes, feels disposable because of the price point.
Exactly. So what advice do you have for our listeners to help prevent or protect themselves against such dupes? Or is there anything people can do?
There is. So contrary to popular belief, there are steps that brands can take to protect against dupes, even if a dupe product isn't copying any trademarks or branding. A couple of avenues. So one is a design patent that allows you to protect the unique design of a product. In fashion, you see that a lot in footwear, watches, handbags, but it extends far beyond that. Trade dress is another one. This is a subcategory of trademarks, and it allows brands and creators to protect the visual appearance of a product, what's colloquially referred to as the look and feel test. Famous examples of trade dress include the shape of a Coke bottle, the red sole on a pair of Louboutins. Play-Doh was able to get trade dress registration for the smell of Play-Doh.
Wow.
So there's ways to be innovative here. Copyright can be another tool. In my world, the copyright office views jewelry as a sculpture. So every ring, every bracelet, every necklace is actually a work of art that we can get copyright on. And at David Yurman, we have hundreds and hundreds of copyrights that we actively enforce. All this is obviously going to vary by jurisdiction and product category, but I think brands would be smart to have legal embedded in the design process so they can create, as they're creating a product, they can develop protectable elements in that product that can later be used to curb dupes. They should also be protecting themselves in vendor and manufacturing contracts, making sure that their designs remain their designs and that there's strong confidentiality provisions around their intellectual property. I think the key for brands is to develop that a strategy early on from the product conception stage. So while there's this misconception out there that dupe manufacturers and dupe sellers don't have the same sort of issues that counterfeiters do and what they're doing is not illegal, that's actually not true.
Wow, that's really good to know. Thank you very much, David. And if you found this episode insightful, be sure to follow 60 Second Retail wherever you listen to your podcasts so you can get the insights you need to succeed in retail. Have a great day. We'll
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.